Why the hell isn't it going off? Nordstrom angrily kicked his left foot. He had gotten it tangled in a ball of steel wire that someone had carelessly left lying among the rock debris. As he thrashed, the wire tightened ever higher up his leg. He could easily have bent down and yanked it free with a single tug. But Nordstrom did not bend down. He kept on furiously kicking. He was sweating. His grey flannel shirt, unbuttoned down far over his bulging stomach, soaked up the sweat and gave off the acrid smell of dirty skin. Nordstrom was the foreman of a team of detonators. It was a Saturday afternoon in the middle of June, and steam was rising from the heat beating down on the unshaded worksite. Nordstrom was in charge of blasting tunnels for a railway line. The line was to be made double track, and that required three new tunnels. Right now, they were working on the middle one, which was also the longest and most awkward. They had just started on the opening in the rock wall. The rough and spiky surface of the grey granite had been laid bare of its thin covering of soil. Sunlight reflected off the cliff face, which rose almost vertically for about 30 metres. There was a hillock, roughly 100 meters in circumference, and the tunnels and railway line were to go straight through it. Nordstrom did not like blasting tunnels. You either get rid of the whole thing or just leave it. Making holes straight through it is asking for trouble. Sooner or later, it'll collapse. That was his view. In all his 50 years, he had been lucky enough not to have to blast tunnels more than once every 5 years. But now he had three to do at once. Will someone come and get rid of this bloody mess? Nordstrom glared angrily at some workers who were resting on their crowbars, gratefully enjoying the unexpected break. First, the charge had failed, and then Nordstrom had gotten his foot tangled up in a steel wire. They leaned on their spikes and waited with their backs turned to the sun. You, run over and help him. Oscar Johansson gave the youngest in their team a light kick with the tip of his boot. A lad of 14, small and skinny. He leaped up at once and ran across the sandy ground to Nordstrom, quickly bent down, and began to tug at the wire. Don't pull so bloody hard! Just loosen it! Nordstrom was becoming more and more annoyed. He squinted at the sun, then turned toward the rock face, glanced down at the boy carefully digging around in the tangle of steel wire, and then glared at the blasters, immobile and leaning on their spikes. Why isn't it going off? He bellowed. Oscar Johansson straightened up. I'll take a look. At the same time, Nordstrom's foot came free of the wire. The break was over. Now the failed charge had to be checked. And that was Johansson's job, since he had primed it. Every explosion was a personal thing. The dynamite was the same, unpredictable and treacherous, but every charge had its owner, the one responsible for it. The accelerating pace of industrial expansion made improved communications necessary. The railways had to be extended. There were to be more tracks. There were more and longer trains, and the roar of explosions echoed throughout the country. They were well into summer. The constant heat since the end of May had begun to scorch the ground. When the blasters sought the shade of the birch trees for their short breaks, there was a crackling under their boots. Johansson wiped his forehead. He looked at the back of his hand. It was shiny with sweat, and he wiped it on his shirt. He was 23 years old, the youngest in the team of blasters, because the helper did not count. Oscar had already worked on blasting teams for 7 years and enjoyed it. He was tall, well-built, with a round face and an open expression that was never serious. His eyes were bright blue and his fair hair curled over his forehead. The early summer heat had turned his skin brown. He was wearing a grey-white shirt and dark blue cotton trousers and was barefoot. He peered toward the rock face.